وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله. الأخ يسأل عن القضية. He's asking regarding benefiting from the books of شيخ ربيع. أصلحنا الله وإياه وفقه الله لما يحب ويرضى. Also regarding the rules about benefiting from these books, especially with the accusations that he's been accused with regarding the إرجاء and بدعان, and he's already from أهل البدع and not from أهل السنة, from the مرجئة, etc. Okay, أخي, as you know, I recorded for you already for a long recording with long explanation, but قدر الله, the voice wasn't that clear. So I hope it will be clear in this, inshallah, recording, and I will do my best to clarify like I clarified in the previous audio. In general, my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى ورعاك. Look, regarding benefiting from the books of you, it's two different points, and we're going to discuss about it point by point, inshallah. Regarding benefiting from the books of Sheikh Rabi', حفظك الله. يا أخي, the books of Sheikh Rabi', like the books of other ulama, have right and have wrong. You understand? And as you are seeing of knowledge, you need to filter. Barakallah feek. And this is one of the principles that our manhaj built on it, regarding not to be blind follower, not to be fanatic, not to be like a person who take everything from the people that he loved because he loved them, without filtering it. Don't do that. This is against the meaning of Salafiyya. You know, Salafiyya means you follow the whole Salaf, their consensus, their ijma'. But in terms of Khilaf, we take قول الله عز وجل فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكمك فيما شجر بينهم. So we suppose during the Khilaf, we filter the statements and the speech. You understand? In general, my dear brother, if you found someone that he take everything from the people that he loved, you must know he's wrong. Automatically. 100%. Because it's the right of the Prophet ﷺ only. It's the right of the messengers, because they are perfect. Other people, they do mistakes. That's why you need to filter their statement, their speech. This applied on every single alim, including Shaykh Rabi'. Ya Nasahib Adakallah. And I clarify more for you, my dear brother. I'm telling you, Sheikh Rabi', he have some mistakes in some of his books, and some of these mistakes, or let us say most of these mistakes, based on one principle, which it is sometimes exaggerating the mistakes of people, and he put it in upper level that's supposed not to be put there. You understand? And this is not my statement. This is a clear statement for Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. That's why one day Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, was clarifying and debating with one of the students of Sheikh Rabi'. Then he told him clearly, the brother, he said, أخونا Sheikh Rabi', he exaggerated some of the mistakes of that man who refutes him. That was about Sayyid Qutb, etc. He exaggerated the statement, even though Sayyid Qutb is wrong, but he exaggerated some of the mistakes and he put it in a level that's supposed not to be in that level. اتقوا الله ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا. Not because you disagree with some people and they are wrong, you go over. لا يجوز. Then Sheikh Albani رحمه الله تعالى, he said his beautiful famous statement which applied till today, أخي, on those people who they take the same line as Sheikh Rabi'. May Allah جل وعلا grant him a good ending. When he said نحن معه في الدعوة ولسنا معه في الأسلوب. We are with him regarding the دعوة, but not with him regarding how he deal with others in general, like that, the way of delivering this da'wah. It's we are not with him regarding, in me, Sheikh Albani, he mean regarding this kind of side, the exaggerating the mistakes of people and give it more than what it deserves. So Allah musta'an. Conclusion, my dear brother, he's a alim salafi, yes, absolutely, and he have mistakes like others. Take the right and ignore the wrongs, and may Allah reward him for all, because either is ijtihad right or ijtihad sahih or ijtihad khatih. May Allah reward him, but in general don't fall in something wrong. For example, in general, my dear brother, the books of Sheikh Rabi' hafizahullah is not the books that you're gonna learn from it from the basic level. No, it's not the books that you can do ta'seel with it in your basic knowledge and in general, no. These kind of books could benefit you to understand the kind of distinguish between sunnah and bid'ah, between the manahij, etc. When you are already, you have the ability to filter things. You understand? So I'm sure, inshallah, when you are in the level that to understand and read from the book, Shaykh Rabi'i, you could see what I'm talking to you and what Shaykh Albani Rahmat Ta'ala said 20 years ago. Hafizakallah ra'ak. Okay, Akhil Kareem, barakallahu fiqh. Regarding benefiting from his books, this led us to the issue that he mentioned about, because of the accusation that happened to him, accusations about irja. In general, my dear brother, before I go with you with some details in general, Ya Akhil Kareem, hafizakallahu ta'ala, this kind of claiming doesn't suit people who they spend all their life defending the Sunnah and spreading the Salafiyya. Be just. Doesn't matter how you clash with Shaykh Rabi. I mean, it doesn't make sense, my dear brother. Even though, even for example, you say he did a mistake regarding that issue and really he did a mistake, it doesn't make him murji. It makes him a person who did wrong. But in general, he's from Ahlul Sunnah because he spent all his life defending the Sunnah, spreading the Salafiyya, either by reality or either by the testimony and statements of ulama who they are bigger than him. Since before until today. Yeah, and it's simple as that, my dear brother. So he's wrong. Doesn't make him murji. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. When you make him just like that out of the Sunnah irja because the mistake that he did, for example, if it was his mistake. But actually, you must know this kind of accusations, it came from a people who taken same the path of Shaykh Rabi'i, may Allah Jalla guide him. Exaggerating mistakes and make it more and give it a judgment more than what it deserves. SubhanAllah, like how he did with others, also others they did with him the same, but from a different line. But the same issue, the same way of dealing. Even though it's mufa, this is the truth. Yani, for example, this kind of accusation when it came from Al-Jazair, Yusuf. And he said he's a murji, he's out of Ahlul Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, arana Allah fitnata wa hizbiyata, fitnata Ahlul Sunnah lid'awa, qad ara Allah azza wa jalla bid'atahu, hadha min al-mubtadi'ah, min al-murji'a, etc. This kind of exaggerating statements, when you go and you see, it based on what? Actually, based on things that absolutely doesn't cause to resolve these kind of statements and judgment. Exaggerating. Not just that, actually, according to reality, this judgment, if we apply it on Shaykh Rabi'i, we can apply it on other scholars, like Shaykh Albani, even Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah ta'ala himself. People say, Allah, where are you going? Not just that, ya akhi. The ajib is the man keep explaining, clarifying, replying, refuting, exposing the yeah, but those people like Jazair and they still insist on it. No, murji, finish. Yeah, kind of exaggerating and extreme at the same time. That's why I'm telling you from inside, I'm telling you a personal story. I was in it. When long time ago, when Shabakat al-Ulum used to be still under the Sheikh Yahya and brothers in Damaj, long time. I was in the community that was part, yani the consolation community for Shabakat al-Ulum. I was involved in it. And I still remember the conversation when this man, Yusuf, he just wrote his book and his article about Sheikh Rabi, and he said that he's a murji. And I'm on the murji, and he followed the rules of the irja. I still remember when he requested from the brothers in Shabakat al-Ulum to apply his, yani to publish his letter and his research about Sheikh Rabi in the Shabakat al-Ulum. But I still remember, and I'm telling you, my dear brother, Sheikh refused. He said, no, if he wants, he publish in his own website. Not in our website, in his own website, up to him. Why? Because too extreme and too much, exaggerating, my dear brother, what for? Not worth it. Say he did a mistake, but to claim his from the murji'a, this is not just exaggerating. Even it shows us how ignorant you are. Not just not taking taking the things more than they deserve. Even you create your own rules and your own understanding and your own illusion and you build on it and you apply it on others some more. Ya akhi, the Salaf rahmahullah ta'ala, they say that whoever say the iman increase and decrease is not among the murji'a. Whoever say the iman, it's part of the amal is part of the iman, is not from the murji'a. Until the end, it's kind of differences regarding the words terming more than how it is in the reality. He didn't say to you, Allah, to leave all your deeds and all your amal, you are allowed and you'll be in the Jannah. No one said these kind of statements. And he keep clarifying and explaining, but this man and those people, they keep insisting, no, murji'ah. These statements of other scholars, they are bigger than Shaykh Rabi'ah, not just him, not Shaykh Rabi'ah himself only. Taqillah, ya akhi, be just. But subhanAllah, I'm telling you, Allah Azza wa Jalla is just, subhanAllah, and sometimes the justice will come in the dunya before the akhirah. Like how he did, Shaykh Rabi'ah did to others, others they do to him. Same style. May Allah guide all of us and give us all good ending. I'm telling you this to clarify for you the situation and to make you realize the reality of where is the wrong and where is the right. Yani, subhanAllah, they still remember that time when he did that statement about Sheikh Yahya, and he said that he criticizing the companion. Subhanallah, which far accusation is this? A man who spent all his life spreading the Sunnah until now. Spreading the Sunnah, spreading the Salafiyya, lost his son and his family for sake of the Sunnah. And the markaz and the da'wah, and he's criticizing Sahaba. Okay, let us say what he did is wrong. But to make a huge statement like this, this is a clear tabdi'. And worst kind of tabdi'. You make him like the Rawafid from the Shia and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was our statement about Shaykh Rabi' at that time. So, why you are dealing with him with the same way that we complain about it and we say it's not a right way? Deal with the people with the same way that how we like the people to deal with you. Naam, exactly. My speech and my statement to those people, they exaggerate mistakes. So at that time, those people, Yusuf Jazari and others and me, they criticized Shaykh Rabi' by this kind of exaggerating. Shaykh, he didn't mean that you cannot mention something like this about Shaykh. Exactly, correct. But don't do the same. Be just for Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh Rabi' himself, his students, from all the world, they keep clarifying, they keep saying, this is not irja at all. These are the statements of other ulama, this and that. Okay, let us say it's wrong. It doesn't make him murji'a. No, he is murji'a, absolutely. Outside of Ahlul Sunnah. Ya akhi, who you are to make such a judgment anyway? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why, for example, you know, this man, he stick himself, Jazairi and others, they stick themselves to Shahai, but you cannot say this kind, you cannot find this kind of statements and this kind of dangerous judgment and huge judgment will Shahai himself, impossible. Akhi, it's a very shameful speech and statements, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, ya akhi al-kareem, hafadakallah wa ra'ak. In the end, I tell you what I said to you in the beginning. Allah Jalla wa ala, give you the path of seeking knowledge so you can have a distinguish in between the things. And I tell you always, ya akhi, agree, let us have agreeing with each other with the path of the ulama and disagreement with each other with the path of the ulama. Whatever ulama they agree about, we agree. What ulama they disagree, we disagree. No need for us to take another path that is not the path of the ulama. It's not the path, it's not like the ulama. It's not that, it's really dangerous. That's why when you go and you see this kind of small people who they make the fitna, they make people like Al-Jazairi and others ulama. When actually they deserve to seek knowledge from the foundation, from the basic, from the beginning. Why they make them ulama? Because they know there is no a real ulama agree and accept such methodology and ideology and understanding. They didn't accept. No ulama will accept such statements and speech about people. You cannot, impossible, it doesn't go inside the logic. What about shara? When a person spend 80, 90, 70 years spreading the sunnah, defending the salafiyya, end of his life because of a mistake, for example, you make him outside Ahlul Sunnah, murji. One shot like that. Not just that. He keep clarifying and explaining to you, and he said, yeah, I'm not. Look at the explanation. You say, no, murji. A'udhu billah. Which kind of salafiyya is this? Which kind of justice is this? This is one example from other examples. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm telling you, my dear brother, if you want to benefit from it. No problem. Ignore the mistakes and ignore this kind of style of practicing salafiyya, which he doesn't have any connection with the salafiyya, with the real salafiyya, actually. But at the same time, I'm telling you, there is a more important and priority books that you're supposed to focus on it. Hafizakallahu ta'ala. And whatever wrong and mistakes, if you ask, what is it and how? I said, go to the path of the ulama. Go to the path of the ulama. For example, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he has very famous statements regarding what's supposed the seeker of knowledge to focus on and how he's supposed to seek knowledge. Go and see. Did he mention the books of Shahrabi, for example, with all respect? No, because it's not the books of the beginners or those who they want to be among the correct tafsir from the beginning. Later on, for sake of a specific matter, for example, etc. So this to clarify for you the issue in general. Without going fanatic against anyone or with anyone, no. My dear brother, I'm a person seeking of knowledge who try his best to clarify to the people whatever he believes and he would like to meet Allah Azza wa Jalla. It doesn't matter whoever agreed or disagreed, satisfied or angry, whoever have a correct advice so I can be benefited, please give. Otherwise, it's not important whoever, who like it, who doesn't like it, who accept it, who's not accepted. That is not important at all. The important is we meet Allah Azza wa Jal with the things that we know it's true according to our ability, and we spread it also in between the people because it's what we believe. Doesn't matter the people, they like it or not.